Let's wait till Dickle over here is done.
It's my birthday, Tony. What do I want?
Birth Dickle. Birth Dickle.
We almost stopped at George Dickle's distillery so I could get you a bottle. Just because, like, it was that close.
Where did we... Oh! They were both asleep. Because it's in the middle of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. We saw it... on the way back, yeah, coming through Alabama and then just into Tennessee, like exit 14. It's like right at the same exit where Jack Daniel's distillery is. Oh.
They were asleep and I almost stopped too. And I was like, because that's, did he go through Chattanooga? Or do you go south from Tennessee earlier than that?
We went straight south through Tennessee, through Birmingham and Montgomery. And at Montgomery, we got off the highway and took back roads.
Yeah.
Which was fun when you're on the back, when you're on like two-lane roads in Alabama and you meet a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Coming the other direction. That was exciting.
Yeah.
All right. We're live, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Why are you like this? All right, I'll open the...
Wait. Open it.
Open it.
Are you recording, Tony?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Is it a statue of Dickerus?
I'm going to only comment on the thing from inside the bag because you can't see it from there. But, Tony, I've been looking for this for a while. That's Back to the Future. Oh, the dice are even the fucking...
Yeah.
Are you fluxing over there, Tony?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm fluxing.
So I said it was three things that I know you like. Dice games.
Mm-hmm.
Press your luck games.
Mm-hmm.
And Back to the Future.
I do like to press my luck.
Oh my God, stop.
So...
Oh no, it's H8 and up.
Oh, Aaron can play. Get her down here.
Yeah, but I can't.
So what is it? She's still
She's
down
right
here.
She's right there?
No, yeah.
Wait, what? Why is she still awake? Aaron, go to bed. Okay.
That's a time-lapse snowman, though.
I've heard that before, Aaron. So what is the game?
It's Flux.
Okay. Is that the game that we got yelled at the whole time we were trying to learn how to play it?
By me?
No, not by you.
Yeah.
It was by some horrible people.
They were mad because we brought Munchkin over and they didn't understand it immediately, so we were trying to... And it was two of us against like six other people we didn't hardly even know. And they were like, So then they're like, oh, well then we're going to play Flux. And they're like, why are you doing this? I was like, because I literally have no clue what's happening.
Because you've explained nothing.
Yeah, Flux is a card game.
Yeah.
This is not a card game.
Mm-hmm. There are power cards.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. Oh my God, it even comes with a cup, Tony.
I know.
Tony, do you see the cup?
I do.
This is the cup.
That is the
about.
Cup.
That's the cup. That's the cup.
So I saw someone get arrested. Actually, I didn't see it. The kid saw it. I just missed it. Get arrested for going into the ocean.
Wow.
Double red flags means don't go in the water. And that dude did. And then they pulled him out, put cuffs on him, and hauled him off. The next day...
It was illegal.
Yep. The next day, somebody got in the water, then got sucked out by a rip current.
Oh.
And so he had to get rescued. And then the police came, and they made sure he was all right. I think they just let him go
the second day.
Yeah.
That guy happened to be black. So
no, he was white, so it was all right.
Got in the ocean, sucked out, rescued by helicopter. He was black. Police showed up and shot him. Because he had a gun.
Yeah.
In his Speedo.
Today I've seen three police brutality videos.
I've seen none. I win.
Let's continue trading travel stories instead of that.
Okay.
Yeah, what travel stories did you guys have?
We went to South Dakota.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the largest bull's head in the world.
How big was it?
Sizable.
It's pretty big.
Sizable.
There were like cows worshipping it. It was in a field with cows.
Nice.
And it was the only shade, so like the cows had congregated beneath it. And I was like, I'm not really sure what this means, but it means...
Are they getting head?
It means something. Like, those cows are all about that dick.
And as
that
we got
dick.
As we got into South Dakota, dick. A billboard reminded me of one very scary fact about South Dakota. Suppressors are legal there.
Oh, that's
and anyone fun. Can buy them.
I saw a possum.
Nice.
Drunk.
The possum was drunk or you were?
Both. Both. The possum was...
Was there a deck? Was there cry?
There was no deck and there was no crying.
Well, there we go.
The possum was hilarious.
Well, I wasn't there, so...
No, but we did need you last weekend.
Uh-oh. Where was Tony? I don't even know what happened. Like, nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Let me tell you what happened.
No, I remember the events leading up to what happened.
We got back to David's house.
No, that's not even where the story starts. And,
well, this is where the story starts. This is where it gets interesting. We get back to David's house at about 1 a.m.
After we made dinner, drank from my house and played the Oculus Rift, decided to go to a bar, went to Nuts. It was too smoky, and the women there looked of ill repute, which...
So it was perfect.
So it was perfect.
What is Nuts?
That's just the bar was like the right the up the street.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's like walking within walking distance of his house.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Drunken walking distance.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went.
And those chicks look like they're ready to make a mistake, which is like the perfect hunting grounds. Perfect.
So then we went to our usual bar until it was closed. Then we went back to David's house, and Kayla was like, "Are you going to bed after this?"
We like pull up, and it's like 1 o'clock. That's like so early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is where. This is like. The precipice this of is, the decision that...
This is the nexus point.
Yeah. Yep. The two realities spawned here. And in the other one, everyone was fine.
They went home. You played WoW or...
I probably or, just went to you bed. I was bed. Drunk.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, instead they drank maybe a liter of...
Cola? Liter cola?
Of Mastermind.
It wasn't a liter. Mm. There's no way. I still have more than half the bottle left.
Isn't that a 3-liter bottle?
We drank like a quarter of the bottle.
All right. I don't know how much they drank. It was a huge bottle. It was the biggest bottle of Mastermind that you can buy.
Yeah, it was.
Which I think is over 2 liters.
Yep.
That's why I bought it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
Couldn't afford not to.
Yeah. Because it's losing so smooth, money. Tony.
It's so smooth.
It's so smooth. You don't even know how much you've drank.
And then...
Which and was we the problem.
At some point around 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I'm like, I'm really tired. And instead of them acknowledging that,
this sounds.
David went into this spiel of how do you feel?
No,
no, you want to bring this up?
Let's not have that conversation here.
All right, so how did it go?
Well, David woke up at 2 the next day.
I'll be honest with you, my memory's stopping 2-ish.
All right,
mine doesn't. Mine stops at like 4-ish.
Oh fuck, 4?
Yeah.
So then what happened?
We left. I think I got home and into bed at 5.
Wow,
I was much sooner than that.
I got home late enough that I gave Peach breakfast, and I was like, "You don't wake me up until noon." And she was like, "All right,
yeah, that's fine."
I was sick the entire weekend.
Me too.
Like even Sunday, I was like, I'm not nauseous like I was all of Saturday, but it's not something's not right with me.
I had to work on Saturday, so I worked Saturday.
I woke up at 2 p.m. and I was still fucking drunk. And wow. I was like, I'm not like, oh, I feel it, you know, I'm still feeling from last night. No, Tony, I was fucking drunk. I woke up and I stumbled into the kitchen. I'm like, oh my god.
Wow.
Kidding me, you lightweight? And then I was like, oh wait, no, there's a ton of Mastermind in the freezer, never mind. Like there's a lot of that gone.
So on the way down we stopped in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
spent a couple days in Nashville. Did an escape room, just the four of us. We won with like 30 seconds to go.
Mm, those are the best ones.
Oh yeah, it was really good.
I think it was close.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like it when you're like, I don't even mind losing if you know you're like on the last puzzle or two. But we got it and we had about 30 seconds to spare. It's cool. They're like, all right, well, you guys stay here. I'm going to go get your prizes. What I'd already seen that you like, it's also a laser tag place.
Oh,
so you get 2-for-1 laser tag coupons if you win.
And if you lose, you get 2-for-1 laser tag coupons.
Probably. So So he leaves and he comes back with the signs that you hold. So we're holding the signs and he gives, and he's like, here, these are for you guys. And he hands us each a keychain that is a key mm-hmm. that has the escape room printed on it. It's like, that's really fucking clever. Mm. So while we were there, we went to Opry Mills Mall and Julie found this like cookie dough place that they serve cookie dough like ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So on our way back, she's like, we need to stop for cookie dough at this place. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Well, we're going to stop there anyway. And we're going to spend the night in Nashville on the way home anyway. We'll stop. She's like, but I want some tonight. All right, so we'll go tonight. Then we'll go on the way out of town again. So we go on the way out of town. And we walk into the mall like 15 minutes after they open. I'm like, I need to walk. Like, I drove for over 7 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I just need to walk around for a few minutes. So the mall set up with like this one lip off of it that goes to the theater, which is where we end up seeing Solo on the way down. And it's got this big loop to it. I'm like, let's just walk around the loop. We didn't do that the last time we were here. So let's walk around the loop. And like at the end of the loop is where the cookie dough place is. We'll take off. We get about halfway through the loop. And Julie's like, ah, you just sit down for a second. There's a moonshine store over there.
thank God.
I'm going. She's like, you spend as long as you need to in there and buy whatever you want. I'm going to sit for a while. Done.
Dangerous words.
So I walk in. And it's like 10:30. Quarter to 11 at the most. It's
the perfect time to buy moonshine.
The perfect time to walk in. It's like there's a bar right in the middle of it, and they're like, "Yeah, just slap your driver's license on the counter. You can sample anything you want. You can sample everything if you want." Okay.
And I will.
How big are the samples?
I will have one like samples thimble. Of everything,
like the thimble size.
So, like if you sampled one of everything,
you would get drunk.
I did not sample the sweet tea vodka and I or moonshine or the coffee moonshine. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, no, that's a good call.
Everything else I sampled.
Did they have a sour apple?
They had apple pie. Mm-hmm. It was not sour apple. It was a good. It was solid though. They had. Chocolate silk, which was not bad. They actually started making vodka, so I sampled some of that, and that was all right. But yeah, I went through their whole supply, and then toward the end, they're like, "Oh, here's the straight moonshine. Ooh. Like this is like everything else is about 50. This is 100 proof over. All right, it was all." Pretty smooth.
Well, and,
it was
I don't believe your 20 samplings. No, I
so
yeah.
Oh no.
While Tony's doing this, I'm just gonna read some messages that were sent out Saturday morning. Adam, Saturday, 2:57 AM. Kayla, watch Broad City. Adam, Saturday, 3:19 AM. Tomorrow, period. 5, period. PM, period. That was you trying to get Kayla back out to finish the bottle of Mastermind the next day at 5, is what that was from.
That explains why I had previously accepted an invite, and I got an alarm at 5 p.m. that just said, Kayla, period, drunk, period.
Adam,
oh, man, I was crushing it.
Saturday, 1:41 p.m. Oh my God, it's 2.
Yeah, well, it was. I cannot tell you the last time I've slept until 2 in the afternoon. Last week, and I shit you not, it was Saturday night. I just couldn't go to sleep, so I just stayed up the whole night. I just could not go to sleep, so I just stayed up the whole night. That night, I did not sleep that long. That night, I went to bed at like 1 and then woke up at like 6.
35 sitting you hard.
35 blows.
So, it's buy 3, get 1 free. I had to get 4.
You
have to.
You can't afford 16. Not to.
You're losing money if you don't.
Salted caramel?
Salted caramel.
Wow!
Yeah.
Kayla, I can't. Kayla now. Oh my God, yes.
Orange cream, all right.
Okay, all right, Tony.
I bet that salted caramel is going to be...
Yeah, it is.
So this is nice that it's like pre-mixed and like ready to roll.
Yep.
What
do you mean pre-mixed?
So,
it's not like a...
All right.
25% for moonshine is really low.
You're really low.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that key lime?
Lemon lime.
Ooh, lemon lime.
Said, this is the hillbilly margarita.
Nice.
The Hillbilly Margarita.
So does anybody want to sample one?
If you're
I want to sample caramel. That salted caramel.
Yeah. Branson, Missouri?
Yeah, they've got three locations. It looks like Branson, Nashville, and Pigeon Forge.
You know, Branson is the city in Missouri that consumes the most alcohol per capita.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I guess all the workers there need to get drunk to deal with people coming to visit them. Wow, that is very full.
I don't know how many people come to visit them.
You can get Alex a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to.
I'm going to do this over the sink.
Get a, you got like a plastic stirrer that you can pour it down so you don't spill it?
Probably.
Like you're pouring acid in chemistry class? No.
Like you're making acid.
Like you're pouring acid into a solution. You pour it down. You pour it down like a glass tube, so it hugs the glass tube.
This was high school. I was too busy getting drunk and banging chicks
to
go to class.
All boys high school.
In my locker.
There we go. How big was your locker?
They were like the half one.
So you were mostly in the hallway. That's what I'm hearing.
There's a lot of other kids in that hallway. Get away with anything.
Didn't you go to an all-boys school?
Sure did.
Okay.
You get away with anything. Smoking weed in the parking lot, drinking during class.
Peeing on other students in the bathroom.
Peeing on other students in the bathroom.
Trying to
stuff you can get away with.
Trying to teach each other's dick, touch each other's dicks.
Teach each other's dicks what?
Teach each other's dicks manners. I don't know.
The goal wasn't to touch the other dude's dick. It was to hit them in the nuts.
All right.
How do you do that without touching their dick?
Well, you gotta come up.
All right.
And the hope is that they're like
laying
off to one side.
That's the hope.
Because no one's laying straight down. That's just madness.
Water sports.
I don't know if I can keep my balls to one side. I'm going to have to split them.
Yeah.
How's it going? I don't know if my body's ready for this.
Are you still fucked up from last weekend?
It smells like...
These hangovers have
like,
been
it smells
killing
like,
me.
You know, salted
caramel. Approaching, don't you?
It smells like straight up
salted
caramel.
Tony, why is there so much?
There's so much.
I thought we were sampling.
Yeah, this
it
is
smells
a,
like straight. It smells nothing like alcohol.
No, this is
like
a, this is like a the bartender said they called it your grandma's purse shot because it smells like Werther's original.
It does
smell like
Werther's
original.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
My cousin goes with the Gray Fox like all the time.
Who?
My cousin.
Which cousin?
Cheyenne.
I was like, his name's not Matt? Cody, is it?
No, she's Paige's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like thin and Asian. So.
I don't know what that means.
That means that she's thin and Asian because Paige is.
Does that mean I'm not allowed to meet her?
No, that means that she doesn't look like the rest of the Pinellas.
I hope you bring up the refrigerator girlfriend. Oh, I fully intended on having that conversation. But right now we're sampling salted caramel moonshine.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it just smells so good.
It does. Mm. Like I'm thinking the next time I have ice cream is just pour a little bit over.
Oh my god. It's just like that ice cream face.
Oh my
okay,
god.
Okay, what everyone just missed not being on video is I think Kayla's nose just had an orgasm smelling this.
Oh, it's
like,
so good.
It's vibrating like a rabbit's nose.
It absolutely was.
Just admiring this from all angles before I drink it and ruin it.
Sip
it. It tastes like battery acid.
That's not bad.
That isn't bad.
This might be one of those.
It doesn't have. It doesn't have like nearly the bite of some of the flavored vodkas do.
Mm-hmm. So, let's compare this to Devil's Cut.
What is there to compare it like?
Devil's Tony. Cut. Devil's Cut is
Tony
like
hasn't killed anybody.
Tony's out of the bathroom dying right
it's,
now.
It's like a potions of cure light cure wounds, wounds yeah. Cure light wounds versus cause serious wounds.
Tony, are you throwing up? God, I wish.
Life would have been better had I thrown up. That is. Absolutely
yeah, just chug
true.
That, buddy.
No, I'm just saying that's what I'm smelling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're smelling.
You won't see this at high school parties, Holden.
This is
It's probably way too expensive.
This isn't the high
schoolers on a budget.
High life.
Yeah, it's
the Keystone.
Is it the one from the pictures? Is it what one from the pictures?
Tony did have a picture of this.
Yes, it is.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Then, yeah. It's one of the bottles of moonshine in that case. There was salted caramel, orange cream, lemon lime, and peach.
Oh,
salted caramel was a good decision.
What?
This fucking dude I used to work with.
Do you wish you happy birthday also?
Yeah.
Doesn't even work with you anymore? He's just got you on his, like, calendar?
I'm friends on Facebook.
You haven't turned off the thing on Facebook that tells people it's your birthday?
Probably not.
Oh.
You haven't?
You haven't. I was notified earlier today.
I turned it off for me. It
doesn't matter. It's not like I don't post about it. Posted about it yesterday.
Yep.
Actually, posted about it at midnight.
Yeah, it was at midnight.
Super long, depressing post that... By the way, I've just been sitting on waiting for my birthday. I've been playing this game for a long time, kids.
And I commented.
For 35 years, actually, I've been playing this game.
That sucks.
And it does suck. It does suck.
Can't really.
Sam, I see what you did, Sam. His comment, I gave him that quote.
That's a quote from something, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It's from Death High Cost of Living. Neil Gaiman.
Is it? Because I'm not familiar with that, but I'm pretty sure I'd heard that before.
You get what everyone else gets. You get what anyone else gets, a lifetime.
A lifetime. Mm. Oh, is that a comic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
You might have seen the panels. Yeah. Yeah.
People quote, what's her name?
Death.
Death. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why. Because I was looking up like...
She's one of the endless.
Aren't we all? No.
Sorry. So it's been 3 weeks, right? Since we recorded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The producers went to not completely opposite, but opposite directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't put you out right now. Sorry.
3/4 of us went to South Dakota.
I haven't read that. Like I said, I think I looked it up and I've seen the panel when I was doing research on female.
It's really good.
Like, oh, because the woman who that character was modeled after died recently.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the same articles about her.
So I was looking that up, but...
Do you guys see the Asus ROG phone?
The fuck?
No.
It sounds like some geek shit.
It looks so fucking good. So Asus...
Are you talking about the $1,000 phone thing?
The price hasn't been announced, but it's probably going to be about $1,000.
No.
I'm going to get it.
Have you seen the Memojis?
Is that a Nintendo Wii thing?
No, it's an iOS thing that they announced on Monday.
Huh?
Never mind. It's an iOS thing.
Oh.
It's really fucking
stupid. Oh, that's from the Apple conference or whatever.
Yeah, WWDC is happening.
That's not news that will impact me.
I would like to point out, much like the last couple years, Apple has introduced no interesting features. You can do, like, if this, then that with Siri, and that's about it.
Is that new?
No. Not actually use if this, then that.
Oh.
But, like, you can build Siri workflows.
Yeah.
So, like, she does multi-step items when you tell her to do something. Yeah. Yeah.
Google Home can do that, too.
Yeah.
They've built routines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I can finally change the voice on mine. Mine's changed now.
To who?
It's not to who. It's there are slight differences in tone and inflection.
Oh, I thought you could do that maybe that was just on the phone that you could do that.
You could do it on the phone, but it only had a male and a female, and now they've got, like, 4 of each.
No, it had accents, too. On the phone. I think you had to download the language packs or something. You have to
do something different. Mine sounds vaguely southern.
Ew. It's the ugliest accent. You have a client in Texas, and every time we talk to him on the phone, it's like, ugh. How do you live like this? How do you live sounding like this all the time?
Accents don't bother me that much.
Why? There's so many good accents. Like every other accent. Except for the Northeast and Northwest accents.
Northwest accents.
Yeah, they get a lazy way of talking. And Jolie comes back, like, for the next Archon or whatever the fuck she comes back. She's acquired it.
Nice.
Acquired
it.
Really?
It's not hard to acquire an accent. It's really not.
Yeah, but usually you stick with whatever accent you have by the time you're, like, our age.
There's also a lot of strange overlap now because so many people, like, we all communicate with people in different areas. Like, not just via text, like, a lot of people voice chat, like, constantly.
Yeah.
Like, we're all exposed to a ton of different accents all the time, so.
Yeah.
But, like, me and my mom we started saying sorry, ironically.
Like a because, Canadian.
Yeah, because that's how they sorry. Say it in Canada. Sorry, I'm so sorry. But now that's how we say it.
A boot.
So it's a little boot. I'm sorry.
I think sorry is actually like a more appropriate way to pronounce the word. Because it's S-O-R-R-Y, not like S-A-R-R-Y.
I was reading sorry. An article a month or two ago about the word ask being pronounced axe.
Axe.
Yeah.
And it was actually the proper and appropriate way to say it for a long period of time.
It's, I think axe is more like a northern thing.
You're a northern thing.
I don't know.
Is that the association you have with it?
No.
You think it's just more densely populated, more like urban areas? Or are you saying it's a racial thing?
It's a racial thing.
There it is.
It's a racial thing.
Oh, I didn't pick up on
it. It's
particularly not northern racial thing.
Yeah.
I guess I never thought of it as a racial thing. They actually talk about Ask and X in Futurama.
Oh, yeah.
In one of the Christmas episodes, they're like, oh, yeah, it's how you say ask instead of X. Like, we say Xmas instead of Christmas. So, anyway, Futurama did it.
I'm going to have to look this up. There's like a lot. It seems like there's a lot of weird overlap in what this.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is a strong, racially motivated, like, derogatory conversation, like, used to stereotype black men.
Yeah.
Wait, what
We're
is?
Using
axe. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Ax you.
Like, you've never heard this before?
No, I never heard it, like, as a racial
You've never
thing.
Heard it as, like, a black caricature?
Yeah, It totally is.
I mean, I believe you that it is. I'm just not familiar with this.
This is weird.
Is it for me?
What's weird is that your information about it is from Futurama. That's what, no, that's what weird. I'm cut
that,
up.
That, I didn't find that weird in the slightest.
I mean, not weird for you, but just weird in like a general sense of like...
Yeah, no, that...
You know what I did today? I watched almost the entire first season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine only because it's like one of the only shows Alex has watched. So like, I have to keep the cultural...
Nine-Nine!
Yeah, I have to keep the cultural relevance... To like Alex's level,
it's a good show.
I love. I've watched it from the beginning.
I haven't. I'm not caught up with the most recent.
I think
season,
I've only seen three seasons of it. They have like a fourth and a fifth season.
It really
but,
is.
Yeah,
like the characters are really what make it. Terry Crews is so fucking
Terry
good.
Cruz. Like, that's all you
Terry
Crews'
character is really good. Sergeant Holt. No, not Sergeant Holt.
No, Captain. That's Andre Brower.
Yeah, which one's Terry? What's Terry Crews' character's name? Yeah,
he's Terry. His name is Terry.
But he's like, he's what's his rank?
Sergeant.
Is it Sergeant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I bet you it is. I watched a lot of it today.
Okay. I just can't remember. I like it when he gets the little chocolate candies. Have you seen that episode yet?
One. Not even through the first season yet.
I don't remember which season it's in. I have no idea.
Lieutenant Diaz is maybe one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
And her story arc continuing is going to get really good too. Mm-hmm. I won't get into it because you haven't seen that.
Yeah.
This is a weird, so rare that I am behind in a fucking TV show.
I
should
have sworn you saw that. It's a really good show.
No, I put it off for a long time because I stopped watching TV like around the time that it started.
Oh.
I think the new season might be a Hulu exclusive too. Like they had to renew the show, but it was like under a weird.
They
no,
canceled
NBC.
It.
Yeah, it was
Fox,
canceled.
Fox canceled it.
Yeah. Oh, did a different station pick it up?
I thought it was NBC or something like that.
NBC. Okay. NBC picked it up, and it's going to be a mid-season 13-episode thing. Oh. So it's going to be a while before it comes back.
Oh, no. I was thinking The Expanse.
Expanse is...
Sci-Fi dropped it, and then Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah. Amazon picked it up.
Which is good, because that show's amazing. But read the books.
I've got the first... The books. I'm done with the first book.
So, this is a thing I want to talk about. I'm actually kind of glad Anna's not here, because this drives me fucking crazy. And, like, I realize that this is just how we're different people, but it's an abomination unto the Lord. Okay? So...
Where is this going?
I made her watch True Detective.
Right.
Because it's incredible.
Really good.
Right, it's really fucking good. And she loved it.
Sure.
So, then, continuing this trend where I show her amazing pieces of media, I... pull out Avatar The Last Airbender. So we watched three or four episodes the other day, right? But it's, you know, three fucking seasons long.
Yeah.
It starts out rough. It did for me.
They finally released the Blu-rays. Finally.
I'm not going to buy discs. So we watch it, and like, The next day, she's like, "Oh, I'm all on these Avatar: The Last Airbender wikis, reading about it. What are you doing?
Oh no,
we've only watched 4 episodes. Everything you read is a spoiler. There is nothing in any of those wikis that's like, oh, we're going to restrict this data to the first 4 episodes." She's like, "Oh, you know, I don't care about that." I'm like, "Oh, I'm dying inside."
Mm. I would only do that if I wasn't intending on watching the rest of it.
I know, but then she'll also happily watch the rest of it.
Oh, I mean, if she enjoys it.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't give a shit about that. I was like,
if she enjoys it, that's fine.
That's just so antithetical to everything that I hold dear about storytelling and like the experiences of media. It's just crazy. It's so foreign and alien to me.
You okay? Making a lot
He's getting twitchy over there.
Yeah. I don't understand it, and I don't like it.
Get off my lawn!
That's a perfectly valid way to live your life, but I don't like it, and I hate you.
And I will fight to make it illegal.
Yeah. I've been lobbying for years.
Oh.
How's everybody doing?
I know. And I'm like, we haven't even met the best characters of this season. You know what? But also, I can still do things like that and just, like, she's like, oh, well, who? And I'm like, actually, you've already read the synopsis.
Yeah, it's Hoff.
Hoff is fantastic. She's such a good character.
You're a good character.
Like, and I don't know if it's because she's introduced later and they've, like, found their rhythm on their storytelling. But, like, her story feels like the most complete. Even though she's introduced so much later than the others.
You complain about the rhythm of their storytelling, but so much of their storytelling is predicated on the world building that they have to do in the beginning that they can't tell you a more compelling story until they do that world building.
No, my problems weren't with the world buildings. World building at the beginning, my problem was Sokka.
Your problem is with a character arc.
Sokka sucked. For like the half the first season, at least.
Half the first season.
What's the first season? 26 episodes?
I think it's only like 20.
20?
20, 23, something like that.
Something like that.
18,
80. Listen, the worst episode 45. Is the Great Divide.
Hut.
Yeah, that episode felt like filler.
It was an important establishment of key elements of Aang's character. Elements they reference over and over again in subsequent episodes when he makes decisions and you're like, why would you do that? Oh, it's because we understand who you are as a person. And these decisions make sense.
Someone get a cup.
Got it.
We have a couple of cups.
We have cups all over.
I did just get a cup. All right. Well, Rob's unhappy with talking about Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Again.
Because
he listens regularly and he's like, I fucking heard this conversation.
But I'm older now.
Matured.
My opinions haven't changed, but I'm older, so they're more valuable.
They're more set in stone and less likely to change.
And if you get a bunch of white-haired white people to back you up, you can't go wrong.
I'm a 35-year-old white male. The white-haired white people always back me up.
What is this personal crusade you have against my business, David?
What are you talking about?
I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah, so I even got a PM from that person on Facebook.
Private message.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's what PM means.
Yeah, I had to think it through for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think it might have been an electronic mail?
Well, if he said PM, but I was thinking DM.
Or IM. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
But yeah, it was like, hey, I just wanted to acknowledge that you owned the fact that you did that. That was actually very cool of you to do, because a lot of people wouldn't have admitted to doing that. So I just wanted to say good on you for doing it. So
yeah, which part?
Yeah. So backing up with all this stuff going on where I've been going to the school board meetings, mm-hmm. Somebody found out that they meet at a local restaurant. And they posted like the flyer saying this is where they meet, this is their next meeting time. And somebody was like, oh, we should go and see what their meeting's like. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, yeah, I've pretty much made a decision. I don't think I'm gonna go to that restaurant anymore as long as they're hosting these meetings there. And also, I'm doing a little bit of research on people who own businesses that are part of this group, and I'm making a list. I'm making a list not to support them. That's all I said. I only know of one other person in that whole group that has a business. That person was one of the two co-owners that then commented directly to me in the thread and was like, hey, why would you do that?
Oh, yeah. As a father and yeah. blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Why would you?
Why would you do that? Why would you put somebody's livelihood at risk? And
yeah. Why blah, would blah, you, blah. Tony?
Because well, you're a shitbag and this is capitalism and I'm right. voting with my dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but the inference isn't even that they're a shitbag. It's just you are supporting this group that I am fundamentally against.
Yeah.
So I'm just so not going. Yeah. My money's not going to go in your direction.
Yeah. I'm moving my money elsewhere. That is my right.
No,
right.
It's 100% valid.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So,
but what I'm saying is that's meeting, not saying that like that business is worthless. That's just you using your money as speech.
Right. Yeah. So at the meeting, a bunch of people talked, and I was like, I wasn't going to talk. And then people kept getting up there and making weird defenses of this guy. It's like, yeah, he helped me get a job 20 years ago, so I'm supporting him. Oh, another guy got up there and was like, I play golf with him 5 hours a week, and he's my friend, so I'm always going to call him my friend.
Okay, you do that. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
but you don't have to support them when they're being shitty.
Right. And like, these people also said things to the effect of, you know, would you, you know, how many of you people have never said something you regretted?
Oh, fuck.
Or
he doesn't say he regrets it.
Now, see, that's just it. And that's when I was like, all right, I got to get up there and say something. Because this guy's not saying anything he hasn't apologized at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a bunch of
mental gymnastics. So I get up there and there's a bench where everybody sits before they get up there. And I'm sitting and the person in front of me sits down and this person from the front row who like probably can't see me out of the corner of her eye jumps up and makes a beeline for the podium. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, shit. Think that's her. And it's the daughter of this guy who is a business owner in town, and like, so she gets up there and she's like almost in tears, like, you bullied him and I can't believe you people, shame on you, and you know, my business is being threatened and who would do that, this puts food in the mouths of my children. And
let them starve.
I'm married to a person of a different race. So my children are biracial. And yeah. Yep. Yep.
Listen. So I can't be racist.
I got a whole deck of cards here. So how can
he be racist? Yeah. So she played all of them. And then she goes and sits down. And I'm like.
Also, I had a lesbian thing in college. So right. That makes you bi for life. So this is an anti-LGBT situation.
I wore men's clothes once, so I'm trans. It's fine. It's all a thing. So I get up there and like every person that was up there defending him was like, I'm a 20-year resident of O'Fallon and I was in the military and like every
Who
one of
gives
them.
A shit?
So I get up there and I'm like, hey, look, since we're measuring here. I've lived here for 32 years.
Oh, my boy.
My dad was in the military. So what? You know?
Yeah, what does that have to...
Yeah, that doesn't... Most of the people in this town, with the exception of 1,000 people and their children...
Hey, there's a base.
...are from the base. That's what happened.
Also, like, the veteran thing, you can't claim relationally. Like, my brother's a veteran. That doesn't make me
a veteran. Yeah, you're a military veteran. Family.
Yep. Yeah, like, no, you don't, that doesn't...
No, you're
that's
a military
not,
family.
Not,
so military. That means that your opinion is worth more than other uh-huh. plenty.
That means that I have to stand, for like, during the anthem.
That means when you're homeless, we'll talk about you like we care about you and then not do anything.
See, you have less... Your opinion is not as important as mine is, since my...
Yeah, there's a hierarchy.
Since I grew up in a military family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Tony lived on base.
I did.
Well, Grandpa went to war. One of them.
Both of mine did.
War.
Different wars.
Wow. I need a fucking card to know what hand beats what hand. Yeah. We're gonna play this kind of poker.
World War II trumps Korea, trumps Vietnam.
Oh wow, we went there.
That's there's a pecking order here. Greatest Generation. What?
He was in Korea.
Well, that's mine. Were in World War II and.
So did you go up there and you were like, I don't give a fuck about your business. I don't give a fuck about your kids.
No, I said, you know what?
I hope your kids starve.
You know what? I'm the one that made that Facebook post. That was me. I'll own it. I'll take that bullet because I was the one that did it. I'm not going to back down from it.
Yeah, quite if you frankly, want, yeah, if you want to like start,
yeah,
like if you want to attack somebody about it, I'm right here. Yeah, like I'm talk the one who
did
it.
Yeah. I'm the one who did it, and so then I'm like, so if the words he said were a mistake, and like his wife is sitting there just shaking her head no, I'm like, those two guys right there said that he may have made a mistake or there may be something he said that he regretted. And if that's the case, I have not heard an apology from you. And I pointed right at him. I said, if you made a mistake, apologize. It's the simplest thing. If yeah. if we misunderstand your words, just tell us that. Tell us that.
Instead of tripling down.
And he did. Ugh, he yeah. did. The closest he came to an apology was something to the effect of, yeah, I can't believe that words I typed in an email 2 years ago are being used now to ruin my reputation.
Like 2 years ago?
Look, he was only like 64 2 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, to ruin my reputation.
It was a different time.
And you know what? If I would have known those words would come back now in this way, I would not have said those. I would not have used those words to say the things I was saying.
And I'm like, glad you use those words because those Christ. Are your thoughts. Like,
yeah. yeah.
I'm glad that you uncovered that for everybody.
Yeah. yeah.
Because okay. that is speaking to the fact that you are making policy or like whatever the F he does.
Yeah.
That is not in the best interest of all of his students. He's not about diversity or being inclusive. And that is directly like, you, anathema to what he should be doing, like for these kids.
Yep.
You can't be prejudiced against a group of people that you're supposed to represent and support and take care of as a civil servant. If you have prejudices and you're a civil servant, get the fuck out.
I mean, I One, can.
Everybody has prejudices.
Everybody's prejudiced. But if you're this, like, if Being you're a, clearly this fucking
But if you can,
broken,
if you can acknowledge your prejudice and try to set it aside to do your job. Not even saying you're able to, but if you are aware of it and you try to set it aside to do your job, that's, you know what? That's human.
You, or you compensate for those things. Like, you know what I cannot do? I cannot design, like, course curriculum for predominantly black schools. That is not my... I do not have the qualifications, experience, or cultural whatever to do that. Like, that's just not my jam.
Yeah.
Like that is an inappropriate thing for me to try and foist on them. Like that would be a bad play. Which is fine. There's no shame in admitting that.
Yeah, right.
Like this isn't a good thing
for me. I don't know how to do that. Yeah. I am incapable of doing that. Let's get somebody better qualified.
Yeah, like my job is to find the best person to do that. I'll find the best person to do that.
So this is a big problem with people who like consider themselves to be like alphas or whatever. They're like, "Oh, I'm always the best person." They don't want I don't know. Whenever I run into something that I don't know how to do, I'm like, yeah, I'm not a good person for this. I can try to figure it out if you want. Probably not a good option.
There's a better use of this resource and let's find a better resource to take care of that problem.
I've had people like ask me to QA things. I'm like, I can do this. I'm not good at it.
Right.
Like, and it's probably going to take me twice as long as it would take a QA person or an account team member. So if you want to pay a developer to do this who isn't familiar with whatever this is.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. There are a lot of people who don't want to admit those shortcomings because they see it as a sign of weakness. When in reality, like understanding and acknowledging their shortcomings is like good.
Yeah. So like I accused him of attacking children through his email.
Well, because
I stand by it. And he's like, I think you need to look up the word attack. Tony, right? Tony. Like, he points at me up in the stands where I'm sitting. Yeah, I said it. And he's like, you say attack this child when this confused child, when she needed help. And it's like, oh my God, you don't even.
What?
You didn't even. You could have. You know what? If you don't believe it, you could have kept saying the student or the child. You didn't have to acknowledge it, but you doubled down and on purpose used the pronoun that you knew was upsetting to people.
Yeah,
right.
It's oh God, where was the last fucking time I saw this?
And there were two trans men who got up and spoke during the public session. It was like, oh my God,
trying to explain to him like why.
inviting him to come to meetings and to talk with them and understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're reason we have to have these support meetings about adjusting to life after transitioning.
Yeah.
And there was somebody from like a local mosque or something that invited him and they hadn't heard back or something. Oh, yeah. Because he also made that disgusting comment about
Little Mohammed, little feet.
I couldn't even like
praying to Mecca three times a day. And then he says,
my problem is
you're not allowed to pray in school. And everybody's like, what?
Yes,
what?
You are.
You are.
You're not allowed to mandate. Yeah.
No. The teachers aren't allowed to.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. They're not allowed to mandate that they pray. But if their religion dictates that they like I don't know much about the Muslim faith, but like certain times of day they have to like face
Mecca.
Mm-hmm. We had a Muslim family in my school. We had a place for them to pray in fucking Waterloo.
Yeah.
But like, why wouldn't you? Like it takes literally nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one Muslim mom got up there and she's like, yeah, do you understand how hard it is to have a Muslim child and like to have to explain Christmas every year?
Yeah.
That no, Santa's not going to come and give you gifts. Because that's not
not real. And tell all your friends.
That's not her faith. And, you know, and it's like, you know.
That's not the Christian faith.
It's not. But it's what the schools allow and support.
That's the Sears Roebuck faith.
Actually, in my school, they phased it all out. Like, there's a holiday.
Holiday.
Which was fine with me.
Yeah. Christmas is dumb.
Yeah, change to a holiday break at work, too.
But I mean, it just makes sense. It takes you no effort.
I know, and I cannot, like, I don't understand the, like, effort they have to put into, like, getting upset about shit like this. Like, why do you care about this?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who gives any literal fuck about what pronoun somebody wants? Like, I just don't understand why this is, like, even a fucking thing. Who literally gives a shit about this?
Also, how does this impact your life? At all.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
But it marginalizes the straight white male.
So
that's the problem.
God, I can't.
I am getting marginalized more and more lately.
Minority in the United States.
I remember.
They're trending. that chart is trending straight up.
I remember when I was a teenage asshole, my parents were getting all upset about gay marriage. And I said something one time at breakfast. And I'm like, if two consenting dudes getting married messes with your life this much, your life is fucking miserable.
And they were like, yes.
And
you are correct, son, and we are going to continue.
Yeah. They're like, no, stay the course.
You are not wrong.
Like,
don't be gay, Alex. Like, don't be gay.
If somebody, like, I can't remember where it was in my high school, but there was like a room off to the side of the gym or whatever, and they like retrofitted that to be like the prayer room for the Muslims.
Oh man, I thought this was gonna be the gay room. And I was like, that's like, fucking awesome.
But like,
time to move to Waterloo.
Room, like it,
that wasn't just the band room.
Like I
don't think all those kids were in band.
Did we have it? Yeah, we had a band.
Did you?
I think so.
Or did you just have a gay orgy room?
We're carrying instruments around. It's a good cover.
So, we've been talking for an hour.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David. Tony, I saw those ants and I can't.
Yeah, I know. We are the backseat producers. I've been trying to get rid of them. Unfortunately, with all the construction in the backyard, they're just not going away.
Yeah.
No, you fucking stirred some shit up.
They've been disturbed. Yeah. What are we talking about tonight?
Deadpool.
Two.
Dose.
Deadpools.
Hot dog. I meant to see it again. Since like
we're gonna do Solo next week.
That was the plan, right?
Yep, good.
Might be out for that one.
Alex, what'd you think?
Why?
Of Deadpool 2?
Yes,
I enjoyed it, but there were the usual superhero tropes. No consequences at the end. Like the Kayla already mentioned it, so I'm not gonna bring it up. Was the other one? I was fucking fascinated by this world where we send like a 9-year-old kid to be in a fucking prison with adults.
Yeah, because that's so unrealistic.
I know.
Except
it's when not. You
start thinking about like the whole ICE situation right now, and you're like,
And how there's a detention facility in Texas that a senator was denied access to for kids.
Deadpool.
Anyway, Deadpool 2. Kayla?
David.
Oh, David. Apparently.
You were not.
Birthday boy.
I'm not the host.
It was not as good as Deadpool 1.
I accept that.
Kayla?
I liked it a lot. I only had one major problem with it, but the rest of it I really, really enjoyed. I think I liked it more than the first one.
It's a different movie.
It is a different movie.
It's a different type of movie.
Tell it me. Is, yeah.
It is a different type of movie, and as a big comic book fan, there were a lot of little moments in it that I really liked and appreciated that I questioned because the audience they gathered from the first Deadpool movie, like, I didn't understand why they chose to give the Easter eggs they gave in this movie when the first one was such a mainstream, such a more mainstream movie than it should have been. I liked it, but yeah, it was not as good as the first one also.
I mean, I enjoyed myself in watching it.
I'm not trying to take that away from, no one's taking that away from you.
I liked it. It was a funny movie.
I am.
But
even though I also really liked it.
But it wasn't, I'm taking that away from you. For me, it wasn't as good as the first one. Doesn't mean it's bad. It just wasn't as good.
Yeah. So there was like a big creative shakeup where like the original director left because of creative differences with Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
And my guess is that the first director is like, yeah, we should just do more Deadpool 1. And Ryan Reynolds is like, no, we need to make this more, like, less funny, more plotty.
That is not what I read about it.
What did you...
He wanted to make it more, he was more being more a studio shill and wanting to make a more action superhero movie.
The director?
The director was.
Gross.
Oh.
And Ryan Reynolds was like, no, we need to leave. We need to still have the comedy we've got. Yeah. And it needs to stay true to what we started.
The action is not what makes Deadpool good.
No, but the action
there's
was
good
solid.
Action. Yeah, there is good action. But...
There's good action, but it's not like, I don't care. It's the funniness.
It's really funny and really intelligent, like in the ways that it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every action shot with Domino was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was so antithetical to the
Domino
way
was good.
Like the rest of superhero action shots are. Like, oh, this is just gonna work out for me. And then, like, all the cutesy, clever ways they make things just work out for her was like. It made the combat in those things, like, interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, this is why I'm here. I was raised here as a kid. Oh, did I say raised? I meant tortured.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Or like the scene where like it shows the bus flying through the air and then it shows her with the kids and she's like, man, I'm going to need a bus. And then the bus lands. So it's not like they show the bus flying first instead of just showing her like show up with the kids. She's like, man, there's a bus. And then a bus magically appears. It's like this sequence of events had already started. And then you see.
Yeah.
And, like when she lands in the passenger seat of that, I don't know, land train? I don't know what to call it.
The prisoner transport.
And like she doesn't react fast enough to the guy pulling the gun at her and it misfires. And she's just like tilts her head. Huh.
I love the visual creative direction they took with her and taking the character and just mirroring the, or flipping the, giving it a negative aspect to the look. Because Domino has in the comic books, is like bleach white, like not Caucasian skin. It is white skin with a black eye patch, like a Dalmatian almost,
like a Domino,
like a Domino. But I really liked how she had a dark complexion, but a white birthmark. I liked how a lighter skin birthmark.
What is that called? That
Oh, yeah, there's a name for it where there's a blotch of skin that's brighter.
I can't remember.
I haven't read any of the comics, so I didn't know that this was different. I just thought she was I thought she was a good character. Oh,
there were a number of...
Vitiligo.
There it is.
Yeah, there were a number of man-children fanboys who had a big old fit because it was... You're having a black person play Domino and she's got white skin and you're gonna put her in white face and it's like
no those aren't man children, those are racist.
That's
not what white face is,
right? Well, right. No they were assuming they were gonna paint her face white and give her the black patch like the comic book version
because they have no imagination,
right?
Like they can't perceive the things.
And then when some of the first test photos came out with her her very natural looking hair and like everybody's like, oh, is that really gonna be how it is? It's like, that's great. That's awesome.
Also, I want to point out that fucking hair in the skydiving scene is the MVP of this movie. Like, as she's jumping out of the plane, I'm like, what is this hair going to look like coming out of this plane? Like, I'm actually fucking invested in this person's hair.
I mean, she's lucky, so it looks awesome. Look amazing.
It looked fucking awesome.
Because if she was walking by, would you reach out and touch it?
No.
Fucking racist.
No, because that's fucking weird.
All right, I know you're chomping at the bit. Let's just dive into
it. My only big problem with the movie is the girl in refrigerator.
Inara.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Marina Baccarin.
That was my biggest problem. And they do it really soon in the movie. Not just because she's a female character, but she's a compelling character who I wanted to see a lot more of. Like, especially with her dynamic with Wade.
Spoiler, you'll be able to.
Yeah, later. They do bring her...
Spoiler, you'll be able to.
What? I'm confused.
What?
She'll be back.
She'll be back. It's time travel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they end up fixing it, quote unquote, but she's still gone for the whole movie, and she's still used as a vehicle for his, like, story arc. His, like, brooding bullshit.
Why is there a fucking picture of every person skydiving except for Domino? Oh, there she
is. It's like the writers had no idea of the trope and how bad it was. Yeah, yes, she is also a mutant. She is a nemesis.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to end up bringing her back because that's the reason for the whole timeline, right. Like the time travel thing. Yeah, yeah. You could see that coming a mile away, but like it just annoyed me. But the sequence right after they kill her, where they like, then they do the starting credits or whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Was really fucking funny. Remember where it's like produced by
some dick.
Probably the dude who decided to kill the dog in what was John Wick. That was really funny.
That was really funny.
I understand the outrage at the trope, but I don't have a problem with the trope. I don't have as big a problem with the trope as other people do. I just don't.
It's tiring. There's is the second time in this movie where he has to save her, or second time in two movies where he has to save her from something for some reason.
Okay, but narratively, she adds no conflict to the story. There is no conflict to write with her character in this point in the Deadpool storyline.
It's just bothering me that she's like being objectified as like an item.
I understand your problem, okay. But my point is that as a writer, what do you do with her?
You're not going to
make her go away because she is no conflict.
I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to break them up? Are you going to, like...
No, you can write her in to do something.
To do what? She's not a mutant.
She's not a mutant, but, like...
But neither is TJ Miller.
Yeah, or fucking Paul, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah. He was alive at the end.
TJ Miller has no powers. He's a bartender.
Yeah. Right.
No, neither did the fucking taxi cab driver who's lost his name. I can't remember. Dopinder? What?
Dopinder?
So, like, I don't know. Like, she could be, like, some fucking team coordinator or something. Like, I don't know.
It's not my job to write a part for her. I'm just tired of the trope.
No, I agree with the trope. I understand what you're saying. There's nothing for her to do in the movie.
I disagree.
There has to be a motivation for him to do the things that he does, though.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hurt. She doesn't have to be killed. She doesn't have to be an object that he has to reacquire in each movie.
I don't see. That's just it. There was no motivation for him to reacquire.
Lazy writing is no excuse for refrigerator girlfriend. I completely agree, Rob.
I don't.
He
think
cannot
was...
have kids, and they decide to adopt Fire Fist. Plot fixed.
No,
the Fire Fist doesn't exist until she dies.
Right. The problem doesn't exist.
He doesn't magically get, like, born in that moment.
I know, but the timeline, the way that the sequence timeline, he only meets them because he's at the mansion because he tried to kill himself and Colossus drug him.
You could literally, like, you could just write another reason. Like, you can find any other reason. I'm just tired of this specific, like, using, like, depowering a woman and making that, like, a man's story arc. Like, she has no other purpose. And that's kind of, like, what we're deciding is she doesn't have any other purpose, so kill her off and make her his motivation.
But that's literally been the purpose of secondary characters of either gender since time immemorial. That's just the way secondary characters work. You put your secondary characters in threat because you can't hurt the primary characters.
I disagree with that.
That's exactly how 50 away, years of Superman storytelling has worked.
Taking away the ability to hurt the primary characters is one of the biggest fucking problems that I have with these superhero things. Oh, we can't touch our cash cow.
It's not a matter of a mandate saying that they can't do it. It's a matter of
motivation. Like, what motivates Deadpool? Why does he do anything?
He was killing people at the beginning of the movie before she died.
Okay. For money.
Yeah, I mean, what's the conflict there?
He was hunting down bad guys. Like, he could continue to do that
for money. Let's make it clear though. Deadpool's not a good guy.
He's not
a superhero.
Yeah,
and he's okay. But the natural consequence is you move forward with the guy who cannot be hurt or killed going around the world killing people for money. So what do you do to that character?
Okay, so
create a conflict.
If I was in that situation, you could pull one out of the fucking DC universe where they have to form some group of evil people to try to kill Deadpool because he's fucking up their shit.
But they can't. They can't kill
him. Why can't they? They put a fucking collar on him in this movie. He almost died on his own. Why can't they just do that?
The collar was one of my biggest problems with this movie.
No, the time travel was the biggest fucking problem.
The collar was dumb.
The whole reason that Fire Fist was a problem is because of time travel in the first place. If Cable hadn't gone back in time, Fire Fist wouldn't have gotten out of prison, and he wouldn't...
But that isn't how that started, though, right?
The only reason they got out of prison was because Cable invaded the prison.
All right.
Cable fucked up his own timeline.
The problem inherent in being a global merc would be creating a family.
Yeah.
They don't have to kill her off to make that tension. Like, he's trying to start a family.
I know, also, but then the tension becomes cancer's he's a keeping sexually her transmitted from other people. No, so, it's the same plot. Yeah,
so the story
it's
then
not,
becomes...
Like, protecting
the story
someone
is
isn't
that
the
she's
same,
the shrew.
No, protecting someone is not the same plot as killing them off like they're nothing. Like, protection versus she's just been slaughtered like she's an object... It's completely different.
So let me tell you how the story goes, because it's gone this way in multiple iterations, and Rob should be able to back me up on this.
Rob is backing me up.
No. The story is, if you keep her alive, then it's one of two things. He has to keep her safe the entire time.
That is
just keeping her safe.
This is lazy
which then,
writing.
Wait a minute. Which then results in her saying, you don't need to keep me safe. And then there's all of a sudden a conflict in this perfectly fine relationship where there doesn't need to be, because he's trying to keep her safe and she doesn't believe she needs to be kept safe. There are so many tropes around this stuff that you pick which trope you don't like.
I want the one that doesn't continuously kill women. Like, that's the trope. Choose many other tropes.
You're acting
like the one that doesn't kill women.
You're saying that this is a multiple choice question and all choices suck. But
it's
not.
It is.
There are literally infinite choices.
Like, you don't even have to make it about protecting her. Like they're trying to have a
then
kid.
Break them up.
Make it so, like, they're having trouble having a kid. Or maybe he's, like, trying to grapple with the concept of being a father while, like, being in this dangerous line of work. Like, and then he doesn't know if he wants to do it. And he meets Fire Fist. For some reason, every time I think of his name, it makes me giggle. But... like, and then, like, that's his breakthrough moment where he gets, like, these fatherly feelings. Like,
his kid is born and his kid has a much bigger dick than he does. That could be a source of conflict.
No.
What?
Tony's pointing out a storyline that happens all the time in Fantastic Four. I've never seen a Fantastic Four.
It also happens in Superman all the time. It also happens in most TV shows where there is a male in some sort of police officer or military unit or whatever, and they're married to someone who doesn't want them in the action. there are so many stupid tropes out there.
The conversation I never want to hear in media ever again is I have to protect you from this thing. Well, I don't think you have to protect me from this thing. I just never, ever want that storyline to ever play out in any media ever again. It's just so fucking tedious.
Yeah, they don't have to do that. There are so many other sources of conflict that they could have done instead of just killing her off.
Rob says Superman doesn't count as he's a god stand-in.
I don't understand how that doesn't make it count.
It makes it count all the same.
I don't know.
The Injustice storyline was they killed Lois. So then Superman has to change because of it.
Also, let's be pretty clear. In Deadpool 1, Vanessa is also just a set piece. That hasn't changed from movie to movie.
But we're not talking about Deadpool 1.
They used a different stupid trope in that one.
Yeah,
where he had to leave. Where he had to leave. Well,
but not all stupid tropes are created equal. Like, this one is particularly like damaging and painful. Like, to be used as like a dead prop.
Yeah.
Like it's so problematic. Like I can deal with the protect me not trope way before I can deal with this one. Like, and if it wasn't used so often, like it would be one thing, but I just didn't like it. It took me out of the moment. Like, because
tragedy is an incredible motivator. It's universal constant. It is. The death of a loved one is a motivating factor. It's a call to action.
And it is in every superhero story.
Yeah, that's boring.
All of them.
I'm not even saying that you can't have the death of a loved one. This was just like the way this plays out over and over is tiring. This very specific thing. Like, it's so specific. It has a name. It's Women in Refrigerator. Like,
but this is not Women in Refrigerator. It's not.
It is.
It is a variant on it, but it is not specifically Women in Refrigerator.
Well, okay. No, like, she wasn't literally stuffed in a refrigerator.
But the Women in Refrigerator is also them finding the dead body and not being there as part of the action sequence and through a misstep causing their death.
What was the That's movie different. We found where they literally were like walking to a refrigerator?
Was that Mute?
Mute. Yeah. But then her body's like over
just on the floor next to the refrigerator. Yeah.
Like he was.
We didn't do it, guys.
He was gonna put her in
Jones'
the...
middle finger's the only thing in that fucking refrigerator.
That part was tiring, and the no consequences thing.
Consequences thing doesn't bother me because it's Deadpool. Like
it doesn't like
it's just Deadpool.
This
it's
plot doesn't bother me because these movies are shallow.
Deadpool
and Deadpool 2 are shallow movies.
Yeah,
so, plot doesn't need to be in depth for me.
It being Deadpool, the no consequences thing wouldn't have bothered me if at the end, like he had just still let that guy fall into like the tree trimmer.
How can you have a problem with no consequences, but at the same time they let a normal guy just be part of the team knowing he's just gonna fucking die? There's no other way that's gonna go down. Like, I don't understand why you're so hung up on the no consequences thing when this is just a comedy.
That guy's irrelevant. It's just a superhero thing. The no consequences thing is a superhero thing.
Yeah, but this isn't like, this is a superhero movie, but it's not like
a superhero
it's
movie.
Not like a superhero yeah, I know. Movie. Like
I know. I get what you're saying.
It plays against a lot of tropes.
Like it's meta. It like oh my lipstick is like peeling off.
Like assembling the team just so they die immediately.
Immediately.
Like because they spend 20 minutes assembling the team
just to kill them.
Did they even spend 20 minutes?
Yeah,
it was a long. It wasn't 20 minutes, but it was a long time.
And then they spent a lot of time on that plane.
Way less time killing them than they did building the team.
Arguing with Domino was at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that never stopped either.
Yeah, no, that was just good.
It makes fun of
good
tropes.
Character
yeah.
building.
Yeah,
but
that's not a superpower.
So the
yeah, it is.
I want to point out another thing that bugged me. How many people do you think Deadpool has killed before they finally decided we have to arrest him, slap a collar on him in the icebox because he killed the pedophile?
He did it in front of them.
Yeah, it?
But also, he's a contracted killer.
Yeah.
Like he does that for an authority.
No.
He does that for... He's a straight-up merc.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's paid by an authority. Not an authority to him, per se.
He's not paid by a government or anything.
You don't think he's paid by the government?
No.
Also, at the time, Colossus was holding him down so they could put the collar on him. So,
I mean, he let him.
Wait, Deadpool let him do what?
Deadpool let him put the collar
on. It literally makes fun of Lee Field, who designed Domino and Shatterstar.
Yes.
I know there's some, like, and there's probably a lot of really smart stuff in there that I'm missing just because
he made comments about the artist not being able to draw feet. That was Rob Liefeld.
Mm-hmm.
Personal.
I'm better than you in every way. You know, just once, I want to find a planet where I'm better than everyone there.
The fourth wall breaking in the X-Mansion was great. When he opens the door and they're all just the whole X-Men are just they're just there.
It's like off brand. Like. Yeah.
Why don't we ever see the X-Men?
They see him here.
Hey! No backseat talking.
No microphone.
Even though it's backseat producers.
No microphone, no talkie talkie.
No further backseat talking.
Yeah,
That's
him rolling around in Professor X's wheelchair.
Him calling Josh Brolin Thanos?
Thanos? Yeah.
Can we talk about
the DC universe?
By the way, can we talk about the best fucking part of the movie?
Yeah.
Can we just skip all the bullshit?
Josh Brolin's eye?
No, not Josh Brolin's eye. The post-credit scenes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Those were so fucking magical.
Oh, when he goes back.
When he goes into Wolverine or X-Men Origins Wolverine.
So it was funny. So I saw that, and he kills himself. But then I was like, isn't the other one just going to regenerate anyway?
No, because I'm pretty sure Wolverine ends up cutting his head off in the actual movie, and that's what kills him.
But can't he, like, regrow from a single cell or some shit?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the
I can't remember a lot of mechanics the post-credit scenes.
I honestly
remember the one where he kills Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Like, right when he gets the Green Lantern script?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is gonna change, like, my life!
You're welcome, Canada.
That shit was glorious. So nothing in the actual movie was, like, shocking or outrageous to me, but they fucking spliced him into Wolverine Origins, and I was like, oh, fuck. That's incredible. And then he kills himself, and he gets that Green Lantern script. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever fucking watched in my life.
I thought it was hilarious that they were, like, cleaning up the timeline like that. Well, I mean, he took the opportunity to clean up the timeline. But time travel breaks everything.
Yeah. That's not true. It doesn't bring everything back to the future.
That scene at the towards the end where he's dying and, like, the dude uses his, like, go back in timiness, the one shot he's got, just to save him, like, in that moment. I hated that entire scene.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed super weird, like, to use his one shot where he came back in time. He came all the way back in time to kill this child for his family. And now all of a sudden he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to stay here and make sure that you live. I'm going to use this one shot that I was going to use to get back to my wife and kids.
Yeah, I'm not going to attempt to remove the collar with a knife in the 10 minutes that you've taken to
die. I'm not just going to, like, disobey your orders to let you die and take the collar off so you regenerate. I'm going to use this one shot item that I've got.
And then I'm going to ruin your coin. I'm going to ruin your game token.
I think that it is important to note that this is the first superhero movie with actual LGBT characters.
Is it really?
Who are the LGBT characters?
Kasumi or whatever her name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey,
no,
are you going to get a microphone?
No.
No, that's not how that works. You either get a microphone or you're not participating.
He knows the path that history can take, so is trying to give his family a better chance. Okay. But he still could have just literally
What the fuck is that black guy? The black Jim? What the fuck is that guy's name?
The way he kept making the racial jokes, I can't believe you killed him.
He killed black widow.
I don't know what his name was, but he was definitely black.
It's Black Tom Cassidy.
He was
he's that's an actual character in the comics.
No, you fucking racist.
I can't remember.
It was racially motivated.
The best quote from that is, I can't remember his name, but he was definitely African American.
Yeah.
Black Tom. Yeah, that's right.
You're Black Tom. I'm not a fucking racist. Ugh. I didn't know it was going to be the Juggernaut.
I didn't either. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And when it was like, when the Juggernaut came out, I was like, God damn it. I'm just so disappointed in myself that I didn't figure that out. That was really good.
Yeah. I don't like Croc stuff kept sticking in my brain, but I'm like, this is not even the right universe for this.
Juggernaut. I mean, I didn't know who Juggernaut was before this.
Wait,
but I'm not a superhero comic book guy. But anyway,
it's the Juggernaut.
Really? What are you reallying?
I thought it was.
Suit is so tight.
I thought it was funny where he was like, so you wear that helmet so your brother won't talk to you? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, his brother's Professor X, and if he takes the helmet off, then he can be mind controlled by him.
Oh, that's rude.
The helmet prevents the mind control.
Anyway.
But they didn't know it was Juggernaut. Yeah, it was Alex. Alex doesn't...
Oh, no, I didn't know it was Juggernaut.
I'm really good at not knowing.
Where?
Things.
We didn't know when they kept hinting at the big guy.
The
big guy. Yeah. Like, I was trying to figure out who the big guy could be. I was like, who is that?
And then he came out, and I was like, oh,
fuck. Oh, of course. Of course. Why wouldn't it be the Juggernaut?
I didn't know who Juggernaut was before this.
He isn't actually a mutant.
No, he's not.
He's just got that fucking suit.
He's got the suit, and he was affected by the mystic power of the Crystal of Cyrtec.
He's not a mutant. He's fucking huge. Nerd.
He's not a mutant. He was magic-based powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll pretend like there's a difference.
There is.
Doctor Strange is a mutant. He uses magic.
Doctor Strange is not a mutant.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's not a mutant. He uses magic.
What's the difference between Fire Fist using fire and somebody else using magic? There isn't one.
Narratively?
They're both magic.
Origin Howard stories? Sidorak?
Sidorak, yeah.
Sidorak.
You fucking comic nerds. Jesus Christ.
I'm sure that there is, even if I can't verbalize. Like, I can conceive
one's, of a difference, one's but an extra-dimensional power source, and one is a genetic alteration to the body.
So you wouldn't
that may
call,
allow them to tap into an extra-dimensional power source?
So you
not.
Wouldn't call a pyromancer like a magic user? I would.
A pyromancer?
Isn't he a pyromancer?
Who? No.
Fire Fist.
Okay, nope. But what I'm saying is...
He's powerful.
What did I say about microphones?
I'm going to put some
words.
Fucking duct tape over your mouth.
I'm giving words.
Now I need a cup. Ruff needs a cup.
Now, narratively, the difference is that if you are born a certain way, you have an entire plot line where you can say, this is my nature. I was born to do this. Versus if you have extra dimensional powers via a space suit or whatever the fuck the Juggernaut suit is, now you have... technology you don't understand, which is a different set of plot lines.
Well, he said magic. Now you're talking about technology. Those are different
Whatever.
Things.
Okay. But if it's magic, then it's something you don't understand, and that's a whole different set of plot lines.
If it's a gem that you touch and you get the powers, and if somebody else gets that gem and they get the powers, that's magic. If it's genetically part of your code that you are the one person who can do it because of a genetic change in your body... then you're a mutant.
Yeah, yeah, mutations, magic? Mutations seem to be like a more personalized like sort of thing, whereas Doctor Strange, like, he goes to a whole school of people learning this discipline to control this power.
He goes to shitty Hogwarts.
Yeah, he goes to shitty Hogwarts.
So,
David is correct, hence how superhero RPGs work.
It's true.
So I understand the mutation, I could say that Deadpool is not magic.
Agreed.
He's a mutant.
He's a mutant. But I would say that Fire Fist is a mutant who uses magic.
No.
How do you control fire without magic or technology?
Mutation.
He's not doing it with technology. It's fucking magic.
It's his brain.
Deadpool would even be an interesting thing because Deadpool's mutation wasn't born with it.
He had a latent mutation that was activated.
By the genetic whatever. But then also, isn't one of his superpowers that he can break the fourth wall? Isn't that like one of his comic book superpowers?
It's not his superpower. He's insane. Like, it made him, in the comic book, like in early, in they
he just
changed the character so
he's
much.
In a Truman Show or something.
But yeah, he is just fucking nuts. Like, he is clinical.
I just thought that he assumed he was in like a Truman Show.
But they've changed that character a number of times.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to be like, oh, my mom Martha died. And then we'll get a flash.
Yeah. They make a
and
bad
here's
joke
where like,
in
yeah,
the movie?
Yeah. Here's where you're like, oh, wait, death is a shitty motivator for things.
Yeah.
Not like it's isolated to anything.
You know what
we're talking
need?
About it like a very specific like type of death versus like death in general, though.
I just
the
need a
problem that we're getting into.
I just need a mashup so I can see the Parkers and what's Batman's actual last name?
Wayne.
I can see the Parkers and the Waynes die at the same time.
Okay, I've got a note.
No, does this come from one of the junior producers?
So yeah, this is from the booster, the booster seat producer. So this was something, I don't know that if he came up with it or is this something you just read online?
I don't know why you talk off the microphone, but then write a note while you were talking while you were writing the note.
This is something I came up with on my own and thought of myself.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read this. What about hinting that Vanessa could be Deadpool's cinematic mistress Death? There was extreme hinting at that. Him not staying with her. He kept dying to see her. It introduced an afterlife and the wall between the two, both physically and metaphysically, showing the just beyond the reach that both Vanessa and Mistress Death show for him.
I don't know what the fuck any of that means.
Who's Mr. Stuff?
It's a there's a character in Marvel Comics that is death personified.
No, the work stands alone. That's why that's not a thing.
You just abused that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that that's how that works.
No, that's how that
works. But it's also the chick that Thanos is trying to bang.
Right. But not in the movie.
Even though that would have made a ton more sense.
I think I would have liked it better if they would have gone that route.
I would have liked it a lot.
Like, it would have, there'd have been some people that have just been like, what the fuck? But you can sell it.
Yeah. Well,
the right actors are.
It's a much clearer motivation to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill half the universe because we have limited resources. Economically, that's not how that works. I'm going to kill half the resources because I'm trying to get some of that pussy. Okay. All right. This makes a little more sense to me. Like, that makes sense to me.
And, like you could even see how that would write itself. Like, some grand tragic event happens, and death, like, notices.
I don't want to talk about fucking Infinity War anymore.
Too bad.
Because it's so stupid when he gets all the stones.
I'm going to get that arm.
He can literally do anything he wants. He could do anything to the universe. And he chooses to go through with his original plan instead of just being like, oh, wait, I could fix all these problems a different way.
But then we have this discussion. Yeah. It isn't clear whether or not that these particular powers can create the things that we are assuming that
it can destroy. Create. Why can't it create?
Those are two different things.
So I saw a Yo Mama joke this week.
I saw that one too.
Yo Mama's so fat, Thanos had to snap twice.
Thanos is so broken that he can't see that answer.
Yeah.
Is what Rob says.
All right. I don't have a response. I don't know Thanos' character.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that you do know Thanos' character.
I know it from the movie.
But that...
His character... It's, like, so limited.
But that's him, though. Like, that incarnation of Thanos, the movie is the only thing you have of him.
Yeah. There's not enough there for me to understand his motivations.
But that's all there is.
Yeah.
So you either have to intuit his motivations from his actions... Or accept what he says at face value.
And his exposition. Because
he talks about himself fucking constantly.
This is why I'm doing this.
Like, he says it a lot.
His preacher son talked about him a lot more.
What? No. His preacher dude?
Yeah.
He's hardly in the movie. Like, he gets killed pretty quickly.
He makes like 5 or 6 monologues in the movie.
What? No. No. No.
A lot of monologues.
No. He does his, like, little prayer things, but they're always, like, in the background. They're not... It's not, like, a central focus. And it's not, like, 5 or 6.
All right. Maybe half that.
Ebony Maw, the person we're talking about now, actually has more screen time than most of the superheroes in that movie.
Who's Ebony Maw?
The preacher guy we're talking about.
All right.
Alex is right. He does have, like, 5 or 6 monologues.
Monologues?
Yeah.
There's one on the ship, there's one on the streets, there's one on the...
But that's what I'm saying, like, he's, like, on a lot of those scenes, it's not, like, a direct, like, focus. He's doing, like, this weird, like, you should be thankful for this opportunity to die for this cause. But it's, like, it's happening as other things are going on. Like, Thanos is kind of, like, prodding Thor, whatever they were doing, like, sword fighting.
Giving Gamora a weird knife.
Yeah, giving baby Gamora a weird knife.
Yeah, but then in the second one, it's him talking directly to Tony Stark and Banner.
Yeah, that's in the part.
And then when he's torturing Doctor Strange.
That's not a monologue, though. Like,
that dude loves to hear himself fucking jerk off into a
cup. I wouldn't say that's a monologue. That's just him torturing Doctor Strange. Space cup. There's a lot of space cups.
God damn it, Alex. Why did you bring up fucking Infinity War?
Yeah, why do you want to talk about Infinity War so bad?
This has turned on me.
Can we talk about Solo now?
I was going to say, yeah, what are we going to talk about? Star Wars next? Spoiler alert, we are. It's just next week.
Next week.
I might be out for that one.
I'll be...
I can't fucking do it anymore. I hate those movies so much.
This isn't a Star Wars movie, though.
It's
got Woody Harrelson in it.
A Solo story or something. What is it called?
A Star Wars
story. A Star Wars
solo
story.
Movie.
Solo.
Star Wars, a solo movie.
I will gladly take Alex's place.
We'll see.
You guys have fun with that?
Oh, Anna will be here next week.
Oh, yeah. You guys watched it?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised. She was like, you want to go see Solo? The fuck are you? I mean, yes, but...
Yeah.
I mean, she's taking your interest into consideration.
He is the convincing John.
Yeah, that's John. How I talk to prostitutes, too.
I was going
to say... I sermonize. You think I'm great? You should see my master. It's my penis.
Wow.
You'll pay me when this is over.
You should feel grateful for this opportunity.
They still charge you even if you say that to them, though.
Who knew?
It turns out the prostitutes hear...
It's a Fraggle Rock reference. I don't get it.
They hear a lot of shit, and they just don't give a shit. Like, nothing you say is going to phase them.
Wowie.
Sounds like David speaking from experience.
There was, like, a lot of... Like, not a ton of movies make me literally laugh out loud, but... Like, I found myself often literally laughing out loud during this movie in, like, an uncontrollable fashion, which, like, is good, because, like, laughing is fun.
I literally laughed out loud at a trailer yesterday, which
is... Wow, Tony.
Is almost never.
What was the trailer?
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Wow.
The princesses part of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I've seen memes of it. I haven't seen them.
Vanellope shows up in the same room with the Disney princesses, and they're like, so do you do magic? No. They're like questioning how she's a princess.
They're like, do you speak to animals? Do you have magic hair? Do you do this? Do you do that? Do you do this? Do you do that?
Some big man come in and try to fix all your problems? Yep. She is one of us!
Rob said sigh, and he linked a YouTube.
God, I hope it's that Anaconda video.
We'll get the audio on the...
Oh, Fraggle Rock.
This is a good depiction of that character. So convincing John is a character. I don't think I've ever seen Fraggle Rock.
I watched Fraggle Rock like a billion years ago when I was first on.
A billion years ago. That's probably why I haven't seen it.
It's been about a billion
years. I am yet a billion years old.
That's why there are dinosaurs in there. There are only 8 colors in the crayon box. I got nothing.
What?
The Fraggles, the Dozers.
That was puppetry, not drawn animation. What does that have to do with crayons?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing I said made sense right now. And you're trying to make it make sense? And
that's on
where,
you.
That's where you're tripping.
We need to cut Alex off from that salted caramel
moonshine. Yeah, really. You need to learn to handle your liquor. Like, Space Wizard with laser swords, Alex. Like, this movie, like, you just can't, like, it's just Deadpool. Alex just hurt my head. That's what Rob said.
Yeah, listen, if I say something that doesn't make sense, and then you have a brain aneurysm later because you're still thinking about it and trying to make it make sense, that's not my fault.
I thought your people were, like, the people of logic and, like, rationality.
With the Vulcans?
What do you mean, my people?
What do you mean, what do I mean, your people?
White people.
Yeah, what do you mean, what do I mean, your people?
Oh, white people are not the people of rationality and logic.
We're not talking about white people, spoiler. Just white people.
No one is.
Yeah, that's the...
My favorite indication that somebody is irrational is when they tell you they're being objective.
Colon?
Colon blast?
Oh, the colon blast! We found we were doing shopping to make tacos on Friday. We found a fucking taco sauce called colon blast.
No, it was colon blown.
Mm-mm.
Wasn't it?
Wow.
No. I took a picture of it, Alex. Don't worry. It was colon plow.
That was
That's right.
Wow. That's worse.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not fucking.
Because it implies like a scraping.
Yeah.
You guys think this is okay?
What, that cancer?
Yeah.
Yes.
This little thing that's like...
Has it grown?
A little
is
bit.
Is it getting bigger?
Yeah.
Is it talking to you?
Does it sing show tunes?
When did it show up?
I don't know if it was this weekend or if it was...
The weekend before?
South Dakota.
6 months ago?
Remember when you're like, I didn't
is
get
it
any
turning
black? Oh, that's what we needed to talk about. Fucking Tix McGee over here. After we went to...
So many ticks on him.
We went to Sam invited us.
This first off, this is I'm not crazy.
No, you're not.
Sam invited us to his family farm, which was just like way out in the boonies, and we sat around a bonfire and we drank until like
late.
2 in the morning or something like that.
Many lates.
Much late. And I saw a possum and I was drunk and it was awesome. And he got back to the hotel.
Did the possum talk to you?
I wish. Okay. The Peach possum growled at the possum.
The possum was hilarious.
I get to pet a sloth.
Because the possum was like, I'm going to get out of here before they see me. And he did this weird fucking waddle walk. Like, just not a run.
But just, Peach looked at him, he's like, she's like, like, what? I've never heard you make that noise. What the hell? She
was fucking bred for this.
I know, but that was like the first instance it has ever kicked in, and she's kind of like surprised at herself.
This
like,
is my moment.
This is it.
I was bred for this.
Get back to the hotel.
My whole life has led to this moment.
And we're all trying to like get ready, and then I get like these texts from David. I'm drunk. And he's like, something, I could look it up because it's right there. Something about ticks important. Like,
so we get back to the hotel
room. Then I locked myself out of the room.
Scroll ticks?
No. So like I don't know, we were just standing there. And then, like, I feel something crawling up my leg. And this tick, like, had just gotten past my sock onto my ankle. And I was like, oh, fucking ticks. And then, so, like, we're still standing around. And then it happened again. And I'm like, okay, here's the situation, kids. We were just out in the woods in South Dakota. And I've just found 2 ticks in the 5 minutes we've been back at the hotel.
Yeah.
After, seriously, the farm was maybe half an hour away from where we were. So, like half it's an hour rare. For them to get up my shoes means that there's more ticks.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality of that situation. Yep. So I'm like, you guys need to fucking check yourself for ticks.
But I didn't leave the well-traveled path or, like, the bonfire area. Like, you went, like, to pee out in the woods.
Yeah.
And I don't do that.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
But he has reasons.
The really funny thing for me was Kayla came over and she's like,
I locked myself out.
I'm too drunk to deal with this. Check me for ticks.
I was.
Okay.
That's fair.
I don't regret it. There have been historic issues with Lyme disease this year.
No, we're fine. Like, it's fine.
Well, I'm glad you're fine, except for all those people who are affected by the historic issues with Lyme disease. But everyone looking at me like I'm a fucking madman.
No.
It was just funny that you sent me those texts. It was like
full body check.
It was like something about ticks important. like you had to get the information out so quick.
I did.
Like, we couldn't even use full sentences anymore. But at that point, I had locked myself out of my room with Peach in the room.
Oh, yeah.
So I was knocking on their door anyway.
So what I'm hearing is we need to have a clearly established tick protocol in the future.
Apparently.
A code word. So a single word takes care of it.
Single word.
Get in those warm places.
It should just be ticks. Like, you should just be able to yell ticks.
So the only reason I think I didn't have any on me is and Kayla didn't have any on her. We were on like the well traveled and like the gravel area, but there also weren't trees over us.
What we were with, like, what?
There weren't trees
everywhere.
There were trees. I don't think
everywhere.
There were trees directly over us. Right?
I mean, not directly over us.
Yeah,
but like path.
We were like right next to David the whole time.
So the only times I've
what
really
is this tree shit ticks teleport, man.
No. The only times I've had ticks like really get to me is if I'm sitting under a tree for a long time, they will drop off the tree. Because you had them on your ankles, but whenever I've had them, I've almost always had them in my hair or on my neck.
I was walking through long grass.
Yeah.
Like, I know where I got my ticks.
Yeah. So, like, when you said that, I immediately started checking my hair, and then you told me you had one on your ankle, and I was like, oh.
You were right there when I found it.
Ankle ticks.
I didn't see you pull it off. Because I went to the door.
I never saw any alleged ticks.
No, I crushed it and threw it. Wow. Ticks enrage me. I hate ticks.
Did we check Peach?
So gross.
She's the only one of us that's totally fine.
Yeah, she's got the tick.
She gets flea and tick medication.
Oh, that's right. Maybe I need flea and tick medication.
She's like a flea and tick repellent.
That's why you didn't have any fucking ticks.
Oh, I did have Peach in my lap the whole time, too.
She's like a citronella candle.
They're like,
There are actually videos that you can look up online of what happens when you put like a flea or a tick on like an animal that's had the flea and tick medication on them.
They leave.
It's almost like they're walking on coals. Like they don't want to be touching it.
Or like a dog with socks on.
Yeah.
That's exactly it, Kayla.
Or a toddler in grass?
Or the world's tallest dachshund in a pawn shop?
Well, basically, here's the situation. They're going to mock me for worrying about their health and safety. Is either a tick or cancer.
So?
It's not a tick.
I can't even see it from here.
So. It's not a tick.
I've never had a tick.
Holden, you've had a semester of health class. What's going on?
Yeah, can you diagnose this?
No, if that was a tick...
Actually,
still,
a full year ingrown of hair.
If that was a tick on you... From a South pimple? Dakota, it would be.
It would have been
huge.
Yeah, I would have seen it, at some point.
You'd also have like the bullseye Lyme situation going. Like,
you don't automatically don't prod me.
No, you don't automatically.
I thought it was like a pimple or something at first, but now it's like.
So hold on, when moles grow, you're supposed to get them checked out.
There's a test. There's an acronym test.
Right.
It has to be like asymmetrical. It has to increase in diameter. I want to say it's the acid test, but I'm pretty sure that's a database thing. Because your transactions have to be atomic, consistent, independent, and durable. Of course you know that already.
Acid is actually a common acronym.
Isn't the other thing, like, if it grows hair or something like that?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to look it up. Mole cancer acronym test.
Because, like, remember when you tried to tell me the mole on my face might be cancer? And I was like, first of all, back off. Because it
Did I
was,
try to tell you that?
It was born that way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's A, B, C, D, E. Asymmetry.
Okay.
Border irregularity.
Mm-hmm.
Color that is not uniform.
Yeah.
Diameter greater than 6 millimeters.
Okay.
And devolving size, shape, or color.
All right, I got to get some stuff checked out.
These are for spots, not penises.
Yeah. I got a mole on my back that almost 100% fits all of those. You want to see it?
No.
All right.
Get out a knife. Let's take care of that situation.
Fucking cut it off.
Let me tell you this planter's wart story I've got.
Oh, moles bleed a lot. I learned that
a long
time ago.
Yes, they do.
Because there's a mole on the back of my neck that I didn't know was a mole, and I kept picking at it.
Oh.
And it bled for like a month.
Ew.
Yeah, it was gross. I was like, nine. I was like, what is this? And I kept scratching at it, and then finally my mom's like, why are you bleeding?
I think that's just everyone in general.
Some people don't have, like, any.
What?
Yeah. I think it's a Hispanic thing. Like, do you get freckles, too? You have freckles on your arm.
Oh, my shoulders.
Someone was like, Hispanic people don't get freckles. And I was like, I'm right here.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
My mom, who's 100% Puerto Rican, gets freckles.
That's not a thing.
Like, what are you even saying?
I don't think you see the freckles because, like, the skin tone becomes more, like, uniform.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you see them more...
Yeah.
But you see them more prominently on people with pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
So Travis is a good example of this.
No.
Travis is a ginger. So like when he tans, only his freckles tan. So like he goes to Florida for a week and Travis. Only his teckles fran. Yeah, that's right, Kayla. You got it.
I hate it when my teckles fran.
No, only his freckles tan. So like he'll go to Florida and he'll come back.
But secretly I pay extra.
And he's just like... polka dotted darker.
Yeah.
It's like, Travis, this is fantastic.
Is this a hate crime?
No. What's real funny is when they went to California, he was constantly spraying himself with sunscreen. He was the only one who didn't burn. Because they were in California. The people who him and Quentin were staying with had a convertible, and they always drove around with the top down because they were in fucking L.A. So Quentin and the other guy got burned. And Travis, the ginger, just...
You're telling me that after a life, a
proper
full
technique,
life of getting sunburns at the drop of a hat in cloudy weather, his diligence to avoided a sunburn?
Yeah, he's nailing it.
Yeah, I was the one in Florida who was out in the water the most.
You're gross.
And I was the one who didn't get burned. Julie was under an umbrella and got the worst burn of all of us.
Oh yeah, under umbrella doesn't protect you.
You didn't. Your shirt? Yeah. I wear a shirt because I've had third degree burns on my shoulders. Yeah, it sucks.
Oh yes. No, you go to Florida. David did that last time. He bought some fucking surfer shirt.
Yeah.
They got that UV protection that shields into the shirt.
Shit is A+.
Yeah. I wore a shirt the entire time. I also put sunscreen on the tops of my ears, on my nose, my cheeks, my lips, and my arms.
Lips.
As you do. Yeah.
When we were in Florida.
When you get cold sores like four times in 1 year, you Yeah. Like, and ooh, normally I get like this lip balm stuff that acts as sunscreen. I didn't have any. Just squirt it in my hand.
Yeah.
Tastes like shit, but you know what? So does salt water. Just try not to get the shit in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, you're just...
You know what tastes worse than that? My fucking sunburns. Lips getting burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah, blood from my lips.
Yep. That tastes worse.
Yeah, when we were in Florida, that first day was the fucking worst. Then I found that magic shirt.
How much is this shirt? $40. Best $40 ever.
Yep. Yeah.
And I hate wearing, like, the shirt is tight, too, right? Because it's a server shirt.
Yep.
Like, you want it to be tight, and I hate wearing that shit. But, like, the next day, I was easily 20 degrees cooler than I was the day before. And I wasn't, like, so scorched. Exposed to the sun. Yeah. I was like, oh, where's this been all my life? Since yesterday.
When we were down there, I was wearing my long sleeve motocross jerseys the whole time. They're not as good, but they're still a lot better than direct sunlight.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something else that I wanted to talk about, and I forgot what it was. Oh, I just remembered today when we went to that auto parts store, and you were like, what the fuck is that animal? Like, what? You remember when you saw a groundhog for the first time in your life?
We did not go to a store today.
No, not today. I remembered this today.
Oh.
This was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It made me happy. Meeting a groundhog just seeing a groundhog for the first time. Chilling out in the field, doing groundhog things, looking for a golf course to tear up.
I've realized in my life that too many people miss the shit, because I'm like, what the fuck is that over there? And you're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that thing right there. What are you talking about? I'm like, that animal right there. Where? I'm like, argh! Oh, that's a groundhog. I'm like, argh, get the fuck out of here.
one of the days we were in Florida, since we couldn't go in the water, we found this like zoo experience place, and they had an experience where you could pet a sloth. So Aaron and I did that. It was cool.
Sloths are supposed to be super chill.
Are there pictures?
There's a couple pictures of Aaron doing it. I'll pull those out later.
Okay.
How chill was the sloth?
Very chill. There's two of them.
It was a dope sloth.
There was two of them, a male and a female, Slow and Mo.
That's the name of the sloth in the last Iron Druid book, Slow-Mo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were interacting with Slow because Mo was kind of just hanging out.
There's a heavy breathing from my track. It's from Panda, not from me.
Slow. It was pretty cool because we actually fed her and like,
what do you want?
Hold on, I'll put you to bed.
Bedtime for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted. So I learned that there are two-toed and three-toed sloths, which I knew, but all sloths have three toes on their back feet. It's only their front feet where they count.
Hmm.
Also, in the same little pen was a screaming, a hairy screaming armadillo.
Yes.
It was this big. It was Holden renamed it because it was called, his name was Paul. But
it was this little orange armadillo. It was the cutest thing ever, and I renamed it Sweet Potato.
It did. It looked like a little sweet potato just running around, minding its own business, just running around.
Doing laps.
It was just running around.
Armadillos are just awesome. I like it when they curl up.
it wasn't doing any of that. It was just running around, just hanging out.
I don't think I've ever seen a live armadillo.
I've seen...
Oh, yeah, There was a lemur experience right next to the sloths, and nobody was doing that. But all of a sudden, they started barking, like really loud.
The lemurs?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So Tony just said that they started barking a lot. And
you just call him Tony?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's weird. I'm like, can we redo that? Can we get another take of that?
Go away.
Can we get another take?
I like that smell.
Go ahead. Continue. No.
So anyway, one of them apparently took a big old deuce right in the middle of the pen, and the rest of them just got really pissed off about it and just started barking, while one of them just sat on the ground right next to the shit and just sat there in shame. It was so sad, yet so funny.
Lemurs actually they have like a bathroom place that they designate.
Yeah.
And he didn't go in the designated spot.
Slow is very cool, though. We fed her some squash, a leaf. She just grabbed it. And they hold things like this because they have, like, really long fingers. Mm-hmm. But, like, no hand. Yeah, it's just kind of holds it back against their wrist. Yeah.
I think about that a lot, like...
Sloths and how they have to hold things?
No, but, like, you ever look at an animal... Like,
that's what I think about.
If you think about, like, Athena and, like, mm-hmm. the way that her beak is, like, she can only eat foods a certain way, but it's, like, maddening to watch because, like, if I was suddenly forced to do that, it would, like, drive me fucking crazy. But, like, I already have physical limitations like that I don't even think about.
Yeah. Like, Athena can see a whole other band of colors that you can't.
Yeah, and can see in, like, different, like, ways. Like,
directionally. Yeah, her...
Yeah.
Like, whatever it's fucking called.
It's, like, if we could only perceive...
She can also fly.
She can't fly.
Well,
spoiler. Like, fuck her.
Like, as a species, like, yeah. Designed to fly, and she's, like, looking at you, like... What the fuck are you guys doing down there?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get up into the air away from this danger?
Yeah. Fuck that bird that will become mine in the next 10 years. Tony, they live to be like 80.
I know.
No, they can live longer than that.
I don't want her to live longer than that.
Feed a giraffe.
Oh, nice.
That giraffe hates you. Like, it's taking your food, but I was also thinking about taking your wallet.
Life.
Female giraffes are usually pretty chill.
How many female giraffes have you known personally?
8.
Wait, I'm having... Oh, that's the sloth. I was like, I can't... That's There's Aaron something the about the way this is composed that I don't understand this animal. That's a cute sloth.
There.
There we go. Oh, he's eating some lettuce. Oh, he's like, give me a little pig nose, like... Cute.
It was very cool. There's a good one. Yeah. I should probably include these pictures.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be compelling audio.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else in this movie.
There were a lot of little Easter eggs that I did enjoy. But it was like, I felt like it was for an audience of me. Like it was... Some of them were so specific to really old comic book stuff. It was like
I could tell that there was a lot of stuff like that I wasn't getting, but like, I could still appreciate that.
Like,
I was still
like when people in the theater were laughing, and I was like, I don't get it.
Like, you mean the entire movie?
Yeah.
His Vulcan brain couldn't process the comedy.
Audience of me or shitty Bjork knockoff?
Audience of me.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Bjork nonstop since we came back from South Dakota. Because there was one song that got played. And I was like, who is this? And you guys were like, it's Bjork. I was like, what the fuck? And that was just a whole world that's been opened up to me.
Ooh,
Tony, we didn't find the best place on Earth on the way back.
Oh my god, yeah.
I can't believe we didn't talk about this.
Oh yeah, I can't What's believe that? We didn't start the show with this.
Because I'm in a contest with my dad to get all 50 states first.
Right.
Right, just like normal human... Sure. Stuff. So we went to South Dakota. So I made us drive back through Nebraska.
I saw that.
And then made us stop in Kansas, even though that was a fucking nightmare. Even though Kansas City is kind of gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a really pretty city.
Kansas City is a pretty nice place.
Yeah, it's like a weird mix of like...
Well, when we got into Kansas, I was like, oh, this place is boring. And then we turned back around to come back to Missouri. I was like, oh, that is the skyline. Yeah. That's where the buildings are.
Yeah.
So Nebraska... I was like, we just have to go into the state. We don't have to do anything.
Because the interstate, when you're going up from Kansas City to where we were going in South Dakota, like, it goes up into Iowa, mm-hmm. but it's always, like, 10 miles away from the border of Nebraska, just, like, following
Kind of like how when we were in Minnesota,
yeah.
we were, like, oh.
Across the bridge.
There's this body of water here.
Yeah, what is that body of water?
What is that body of water there? And the land on the other side. Turns out that was the Mississippi River and Wisconsin.
Fucking Wisconsin. Yeah. God damn it.
I already have Wisconsin.
I don't.
Well, you need to go out to House on the Rock.
No, I just needed us to go across that bridge once. That's all I needed. No.
House on the Rock.
There's something magical about Lambeau. Magical. Anyway, so I was like, well, on the way back, I'll just stop off in...
Omaha.
Jesus Christ.
Man, yeah, David's gone.
It's been happening a lot lately. I was trying to, like, grab something.
Still drunk.
Yeah.
Something just doesn't material anyway. So I'm like, oh, we'll just stop off in Omaha. We'll just be real quick in and out. We'll get the state. So I'm looking at the map and I'm like, oh shit. There's a better way for us to do this. Because, like, there's a point where South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska all meet, like, at this, like, where these two rivers converge.
Okay.
And so, like right around Sioux City, it kind of, like, hooks through Sioux City, and then the rivers are, like, right here. So I'm like, well, how about we just take this little business loop, and then we can cruise straight through it, and then we don't have to stop, and then we don't have to go into the city at whatever time we're going to get there, and then deal with who knows what the traffic is like in Omaha.
Right.
Or whatever. So we get off, and what I believe to be this subsection of the highway just turns out to be like this two-lane road. Like, just basically, we just got off of Manchester.
Two-lane, 25 mile an hour.
Yeah, with stoplights at every block. So we get off, and then, like, so it's just like this little city. Like, so we start seeing these shops. Taco shop.
I was like, man, there's a lot of like they really like tacos and like Mexican restaurants up here. I kind of noticed it in South Dakota too, like in other places. Like, man, Mexican food is really popular up here.
Taco shop.
It's like a
taco
Mexican
shop. Yeah,
it's like taco shop.
Then it wasn't just taco shop.
It's like Little Mexico.
Mexican bakery, Mexican salon, Mexican
and
Mexican
with tacos.
With tacos.
And like, more Mexican than American. Like, the main sign would be in Spanish, and then there'd be like an English subtitle.
Yeah. The most, like, we can say that it was, they were Spanish, like, maybe not Mexican, but
they were Hispanic.
Yeah it was Hispanic businesses everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was so, like,
so it's kind of like driving through Chicago where, like,
all
of a sudden everything's Polish or everything's Korean.
Or if you drive, like, if you drive down Cherokee, but even, like, more than Cherokee Street. Yeah. Like,
Cherokee's like 7 or 8 blocks. This was like
the entire
4 miles.
Wow.
Just Spanish restaurants or Hispanic restaurants, and
they all look
grocery stores. And
you know, that Bosnian dude I work with was telling me, so he moved here in like the early
2000s. Oh, yeah.
And so he was telling me about how, like, Cherokee was this awful place to go. And then he's like, then the Mexicans moved in and they turned Cherokee from this shithole into the Cherokee it is now. And I'm like, fucking Mexicans. Bringing your order and your good foods and your.
Did he move into Little Bosnia?
I don't know. You can ask him.
I'm not going to do that. There is a.
There's a strong Bosnian community
right
now.
He loves to talk. Yeah. He's also very concerned with how much I sleep.
Okay.
Every day he asks me how much I slept the night before. I'm like, Olden, I don't know.
He's getting your patterns.
Is he more concerned about that than he is about Dodie eating on time? Because it's Ramadan?
I mean, he's also doing Ramadan, so.
Oh.
So I think his concern is probably.
Dodie, I'm so hungry. You didn't eat before the sun came up, did you? No, why not?
Because who wants to do that?
Yeah. Like, Dodie.
Because he was asleep.
Dodie, you got to do this, man. You're not gonna make it.
Yeah, I got nothing else in this movie, and I did a big fat load of nothing today. So,
all right, anybody else?
No, I'm good.
Let's call it.
All right.
See you guys next week with Solo.
Solo.